弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主早晨能够和弟兄姐妹在主的面前这样子来敬拜赞美我们的主。
And then praise the Lord. I can praise and thanks our Lord before Him.
因为唯有他是配。
He's worthy.
因为只有主他配得一切的敬拜和赞美。
Only our Lord is worthy our praises and thanks.
所以每次能够在薄饼聚会当中和弟兄姐妹一同敬拜赞美的时候，心里面是何等的欢喜。
And then,How joyful each time when I praise the Lord with you.
当然我们更是盼望那将来喝新的那一天。
And then I hope one day when we sit with him,
我们能够与主面对面一同坐席。
We will sit with him face to face.
刚这首诗歌我以为弟兄姐妹应该很熟悉。
I thought we all know this song.
因为在西南区常常传福音都唱这首诗歌。
Because in our West office, we sing this song in our gospel meeting.
当然今天早晨我们也是传福音。
This morning, I'm sharing gospel too.
但是要传给神的儿女们。
But it's sharing to the children of God.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
请打开圣经到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章，我们就读第十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
我们下一处要读的是旧约耶利米书。
Next is Old Testament, Book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第三章。
Book of Jeremiah, Chapter
3. 我们要读第十和第十一两节。
Verse 10 and 11.
耶利米书第三章第十节，虽有妾的事，他奸诈的妹妹犹大还今归向我，不过是假归我，这是耶和华说的。耶和华对我说，被盗的以色列比奸诈的犹大还显为义。
And yet for all this her treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says the Lord. Then the Lord said to meBacksliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah.
好，我们再往后翻到第十二章，耶利米书第十二章。
Jeremiah, chapter 12.
我们要读一到三节。
Verse 1-3.
耶利米书第十二章第一节：耶和华，我与你争辩的时候，你显为义；但有一件，我还要与你理论。恶人的道路为何亨通呢？大行诡诈的为何得安逸呢？你栽培了他们，他们也扎了根长大，而且结果，他们的口是与你相近，心却与你远离。耶和华，你晓得我，看见我，见我向你，我向你是怎样的心？求你，停在这。
Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you.Yet, let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? You have planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow. Yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me, and you have tested my heart towards you.
我们最后要读最后一卷圣经最后一卷书启示录。
Lastly, Book of Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们要读十四节到末了二十二节。
Verse 14-22.
启示录三章第十四节，你要信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿为诚实真实见证的。在神造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦 可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐。圣灵向众教会说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And to the angels of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you said, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, with white garment, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with the eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, stand at the door and knock. If anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. And I also overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has ears, let him hear.
好，我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主早晨，我们在这里再一次宣告，你是教会的主。
Lord, this morning we declare again that you are the Lord of your church.
主，因为你是用你自己的宝血和你的生命买赎教会来归给你。
And because you purchased your church to you by your precious blood and your life.
你理当得着一切的地位。
And we give you all glory.
你理当得着一切的权柄。
You are worthy to all authority.
主早晨，我们正是等候在你面前。
We're waiting before you, Lord.
主，愿你借着圣灵再向你所爱的儿女们说话。
Speak to your beloved children through the Spirit.
愿凡有耳的都听。
May we all who has ears shall listen.
主，求你赐我们一个受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
给我们受割礼的耳朵。
And then give us an ear who can circumcise.
主，帮助我们对你的话语有真实的反应。
And help us to respond to your words.
好叫你借着你的话，使你的心腹装备整齐。
And by your words, make your bride be prepared.
能够配得你的再来。
And then worthy for your coming.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我们感谢主在六月份啊，在赐给我们夏令会当中，主实在是向我们施恩。
We praise the Lord. God has had mercy through us through our summer conference.
主借了两位讲员弟兄向我们说了他心意里的话。
And Lord spoke to us through two brothers.
其中 Mike Graham 弟兄和我们交通到耶利米书。
And then Brother Mike Graham shared a book of Jeremiah.
我们知道先知耶利米是在主耶稣降生之前629年左右，他蒙召做神的使。
We know Prophet Jeremiah was called by God to prophet in the 620 BC.
虽然他的职事虽然是向除了神的百姓之外，也同样的发预言。
And then he prophesies and to all people, and not even for God's for Israelites.
但是他特别的一个负担，也是他主要的职事，乃是向神百姓，特别是南国犹大的百姓，在那里说神的心意和审判。
But his main ministry is to reveal God's heart to the South Kingdom, Judah.
在耶利米时代，我们知道神的百姓有一个属灵的危机。
We know in the time of Jeremiah, and then in God's people's spiritual life had a great crisis.
就是他们失去了属灵的实际。
That is, they lost the spiritual reality.
更可怕的一件事，他们自己并不知道自己在神面前真实的光景。
More terribly, and they didn't know their their situation before the Lord.
所以我们看见神因着他丰盛的慈爱和怜。
We see by the tenderness and then His grace of the Lord.
神借着许多的先知，多次多方的来向他儿女们在那里宣告，在那里呼喊。
God call His people and then through many times and through many prophets.
可是神的百姓却不肯听从，也不肯悔改。
But God's people, they would not listen and they would not repent.
所以我们看见最后神管教的手就临到他们。
And then at the end we see and God has to discipline them.
而他们所遭遇的这些事都记在经上，也是为了警戒我们这在末世的人。
And then all these things were written that is to our admonition.
因为我们的神他从前如何待他的百姓，今天神同样的也因着爱，他也同样的来待他的儿女。
And how God led His people in the Old Testament to today, and then that's the same way He leads His people.
保罗在他离前，在提摩太后书，他也告诉年轻的提摩太说，
And then Paul passed away, and then he tell the young Timothy.
他说在末世的日子必有危险的日子来到。
And he told Timothy that at the end of the days, there will be a dangerous days.
其中有一个特别的现象，就是人有敬虔的外貌，却没有敬虔的实意。
And there is a special phenomenon that as people will have a form of godliness, but deny its power.
换句话说，也就是有一个假的敬虔和假属灵的一个情形。
In another word, then they will have a false godliness and then false spiritual.
意思就是说在神儿女们中间，
It means among God's people.
会有一些的人他们所说的话，
some people, whatever they say,
他们祷告的词句，
whatever they pray,
都非常的对，
it sounds right.
也听起来很属灵，
and it sounds spiritual.
可是他们却没那属灵的实际。
But they don't have the spiritual reality.
也同时在他们的生活当中也缺乏了那真实的见证。
And then also in their life, it lack of true testimonies.
我们知道这是神所不喜悦的。
We know this is not please God.
因为我们的神他乃是厌恶虚假。
Because our God hates falsehood.
举个例子来说，我们知道我们弟兄姐妹常常就是在我们波饼聚会当中，我们都渴望主的快来。
And then, for example, and then among our gathering, and then we are longing for our Lord's coming.
我不晓得在当地弟兄姐妹有没有常常唱一首英文诗歌，叫做《愿主快来》。
I don't know if you sing a song. It's called "May the Lord Fasten His Coming."
Maranatha. 你们可能没有常唱。
We don't sing this one.
这是一首也是一个敬拜的诗歌。
This is a worship song.
那在我们那边年轻人常常他们会喜欢唱这首诗歌，主快来。
And then young people often sing this one.
但是我们在这里唱这样的诗歌说愿快来。
When we sing, we wish him fast and he's coming.
那主快来这个真理，这件事情，它是不是真实的影响着我们的生活？
But his coming is truly affect our life.
它是不是真实的改变我们生活的方式？
It has truly changed our lifestyle.
它是不是真实的影响着我们在生活中所做的决定？
It has influenced the decision that we made.
举一个这一周发生的一个例子。
I'll take one thing happened in this week, for example.
我有一个女儿，她在读大学。
I have a daughter, she's in college.
这样讲，因为我现在有两个女儿在读大学。
Because I have two daughters in college now.
其中有一个呢，她在暑假呢，她在休斯顿修了两门暑期的课。
And then one of them took two summer courses in Houston.
然后这个暑假的课程是很忙的。我想弟兄姐妹，你们如果有 take 那个暑假的课，你们就知道是非常紧凑的。
You know the courses are intensive.
所以在这个礼拜二的时候呢，她就有一件事情，有一份期末报告，一份期末考试要做。
And then last Tuesday, she has to turn in final project and a final test.
所以呢，我们白天的时候呢，就带她到一个到学校里头去预备。
So during daytime, we took her to school to prepare her test.
到了傍晚的时候呢，我们就到学校就把她还有另外一个我另外一个女儿呢，就一起从学校接回家。
In the evening, I go pick them up to home.
因为礼拜二晚上呢, 在我们家有一个, 堂城的, 给高中生, 初中生的一个祷告聚会。
And because Tuesday evening, we have a high school prayer meeting in Sugar Land.
是8点钟开始。
It's supposed to start at
8. 傍晚我们在他, 在我女儿们回家的路上,
On the way home,
我姐妹呢, 就提醒我的女儿们说, 那晚上呢, 你们也要预备参加这个祷告聚会。
My wife reminded them in the evening, you need join us.
他们以往都是参加, 没有问题。
Always join our meeting.
但是这个礼拜二呢, 我刚刚说到, 我那个女儿呢, 她12点半以前, 必须要完成期末报告, 完成期末考试。
But last Tuesday, she has to submit her final project and test before 12:30 a.m.
12 midnight. 所以她就跟妈妈在那里讨价还价。
So she argued with mom.
她说那今天晚上呢，我就skip，我就不参加了。
She said, I would like to skip tonight.
然后呢，跟妈妈之间开始有这样的一个讨价还价。
So they bargain with mom.
然后呢，妈妈。 这个眼看了，说不过他了。And
the mom is about to give up.
妈妈就问他一个问题。And
the mom asks her one question.
如果今天晚上主就回来了。If
Lord comes back tonight.
那什么事情是比较重要的？And
what is more important?
我想弟兄姐妹，如果你们做学生，你们就知道。If
you're a student, you know.
当你有一个期末考试要做，有一份期末报告，在几个小时就要交了。
If you have a final test, then you have to submit your final report in a couple of weeks, and then you must be anxious.
这时候呢, 如果再讲说, 如果今天半夜主就要,
At this time, if someone tells you in the midnight, the Lord will come back,
那你会做什么决定?
What decision will you make?
哎呀, 这个妈妈一说这件事情, 我女儿就更加不服了。
And then when mom talked about this, and then my daughter was not going to listen.
女儿就说了，如果我知道主半夜就要回来，那我就不用考试了，也不用交报告了。
And then she wasn't convinced and said, if Lord comes back and I don't need to submit my final project.
这常常也是我们不顺服的一个态度，是不是？
This is our attitude to be disobedient.
那这时候呢？ 这个妈妈看女儿不服啊，准备要再说几句。
And then because the daughter would not listen, so she would like to, the mom would like to convince her more.
这时候我就提醒我姐妹，我说你刚刚说的那句话很好。
And then I reminded my wife that what you said was right.
但是呢，停在这里就可以了。
But you can stop here.
我们实在是必须要在信心里头来养主在我们在。 在我们身上，也在儿女们身上做事。
And then we look up by faith. We have to look upon the Lord and what He will do in our life.
所以回到家里，就匆匆忙忙，赶快吃了饭，准备要祷告聚会。
So we were fastened to eat, and then we prepared to the meeting.
然后呢，到了八点钟的时候呢，聚会开始。那我姐妹就带着其他几个孩子，就都上楼和其他的弟兄姐妹开始预备祷告。
At 8 o'clock, my wife took other kids and the brothers and sisters, went upstairs, and then we pray and about to start a meeting.
妈妈看这个女儿啊，好像也不准备上去了，她也不说什么了。
It seems the daughter doesn't want to go upstairs and doesn't want to say, she doesn't want to mention them
anymore. 过了差不多15秒啊，因为我也还在楼下，我这个女儿呢，她突然间她就站起来了。
And then it's about 15 seconds because I was at downstairs and then my daughter all of a sudden stood up.
她就问我说, Daddy, 我应不应该上去参加祷告聚会?
And then she asked me, Daddy, should I go upstairs to the meeting?
然后我说, 那恩膏在你里头怎么教导你啊?
And I said, what does anointing teach you now?
然后她就在那里左想右想。
And then she was wondering.
男子。
And then, she's talking to herself.
他想我上去了就不能下来了。
You say, if I go upstairs, I can't come down.
那我这个考试还有作业怎么办?
And then what about my project?
然后那时候我就在心里头当然就为他祷告。And
then of course I prayed for her.
他在楼梯跟楼下之间考虑了大概差不多5秒钟。
And then about 5 seconds between upstairs and downstairs at the stair.
他就很高兴地跟我说好,他上去了。
And gladly she said, okay, I'll go upstairs.
我心里面是感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
他顺服他里面恩膏的带领。
Because she obeyed the anointing's guidance.
那大概一个小时多一点时间过去了。
And then after less than 2 hours.
然后呢,祷告聚会结束了。
And then our prayer meeting was ended.
他赶快下来啊。 赶快上电脑，赶快做她的功课，还准备考试。
And then she start to do her project.
那时候剩不到三个小时的时间。
And then she only have less than 3 hours to do.
没过多久，突然间她叫了一声。
And then shortly, and she shout.
我就问她发生什么事。
And then I ask her what happened.
说我们的教授啊，往后一天。
And then she said, the professor postponed the homework due for a whole day.
他就真实的经历到妈妈所告诉他、所提醒他的，先求神的国和神的义。
She truly experienced what mom tells her, you have to ask God's kingdom and his righteousness.
所以姐妹，就像常言弟兄上一周所提醒我们的。
And then like what Brother Chan mentioned to us last week.
我们对于主的话、对于主的真理、我们的信心必须要经过试验。
For God's words, our faith must experience a refinery.
那才会成为那比火炼过还能坏的金子更加宝贵的信心。
It will be more precious than the gold who go through refinery.
所以我们全家都很高兴和我们这个女儿一同经历了主话语的真实。
And the whole family were very happy because we all experienced God's faithfulness in His words together.
特别是在我这个女儿身上。
Especially on my daughter, we praise the Lord.
所以我们知道今神的儿女我们必须在生活当中能够来真实的经历神所说的话。
For God's children, we have to experience what God tells us.
回到刚刚所说的，如果主一定要回来这个件事情，这个真理，如果不能够影响我们生活中的决定。
If God's coming, the truth, if it's not affect our life.
那这个真理，主回来这件事情跟我们就没有什么关系。
Then the truth of his coming will do nothing with us.
我们就不是活在那属灵的真理里、实际里头。
Then we're not living in the spiritual reality.
如果我们失去了这个属灵的实际，
If we lose the spiritual reality,
我们很可能就沦落到像神旧约的百姓一样。
We probably fall into the situation like the Israelites in the Old Testament.
他们用口来亲近神，他们的心却与神远离。
The God is near in their mouth.But is far from their mind.
上个主日，常言弟兄和我们交通了启示录中神主给他教会的七封书信。
Last week, Brother Chan shared with us the seven that Lord wrote to his seven churches.
弟兄特别跟我们交通到神的目的和教会的道路。
And then the brother gives us God's purpose and the way of the church.
我们弟兄告诉我们，在这七个代表性的教会里头
，In this the seven churches represent the whole church.
其中只有腓拉铁菲是唯一的教会是得着主的奖赏
，And then only the church in Philadelphia and received the reward from the Lord.
是主所称许的
，That's the one the Lord praised.
也就是告诉我们，腓拉铁菲教会的见证。是教会应该有的正常的见证。
It tells us the testimony from Philadelphia is the true testimony that a church ought to.
也是今天我们在聚会里头我们追求的一个目标。
That is the goal that we should pursue.
它不是只是一个理想而已。
It is not ideal.
它是一个实际。
It is a reality.
它是主的教会所应该有在地上所应该有的见证。
That is the testimony that the church ought to.
我们知道从教会历史来看今天教会已经到了老底家教会的一代。
Through church history, nowadays the church is on the stage of the church in Laodicea.
常言弟兄告诉我们，但是我们看见我们聚会的一个实际的光景呢，我们似乎好像还在撒迪教会的那个光景里头。
A brother told us, and to see the real situation of the church nowadays, we are at the stage of Sardis.
我们知道这是很重要的事情，我们要认识我们自己真实的一个情形。
It is very important we should know where we are.
或是我们认识我们真正的问题在哪里。
Or to know what is our problems.
我们才能够对症下药。
Then we can find a remedy.
来解决啊、来真正的再回到神心意的见证里头。
Then we can return to the testimony of God's will.
为着我们弟兄给我们的提醒，感谢主。
And then for the reminder from our brother, we praise the Lord.
我就想起啊，有些时候呢，我们因着生病啊，到医生诊所去看病的时候。
This reminds me sometimes when we are sick, we go to see doctor.
我们当然盼望着啊，能够对症下药，解决我们的病症，是不是
？We hope the doctor will give us a right remedy so that we can be healed.
但有些啊，我们去看病的时候，
But sometimes when we go to see doctor,
我们也顺便啊, 打预防针或打疫苗, 对不对?
And then sometimes we will get a vaccination.
所以我们早晨就盼望借着老李家教会的一些问题, 我们一同在主的面前来学习如何恢复属灵实际的路。
And let us to learn the way to recover God's testimony through the learn from the Laodiceans.
我们就当作啊，就算是我们打预防针、打疫苗。
That's count our vaccination.
或许我们现在可能还没有这些的问题。
Maybe we don't have such problems.
或许我们已经有了这些问题。
Maybe we have it already.
但是我们看见属灵的实际在神的教会中是何等的重要。
But we know that the spiritual reality is very important at God's church.
因为这属灵实际的问题也是撒里教会当中的一个严重的问题。
The spiritual issue is the problems at the Sardis.
因为主责备他们说，证明你们是活的，其实却是死的。
Because God rebuked them, you name that you are alive, but you are dead.
所以我们看见撒里教会其中也失去了这属灵的实际。
We know the church in Sardis, they lost the spiritual reality.
我们知道启示录在七封书信里头, 它每一封书信的开始都是关于教会的主, 就是主耶稣基督的一个启示。
We know at the beginning of the seven letters is revealed who God is, who Lord is.
在这里写给老底嘉教会的书信里头讲到主是怎么样的一位主呢?
In the letter to Sardis, it tells about and who Lord is here.
他说他是那为阿们的。
He is the Amen.
他是为诚信真实见证的。
He is the faithful and true witness.
他也是在神创造万物之上为元首的。
He is the beginning of the creation of God.
所以当圣灵把关于主的启示赐给教会的时候,
God got a revelation about church.
这也让我们看见也是主指给老底嘉教会恢复道路。
And then God pointed out the principle of how to recover the way of spiritual reality.
这里说我们的主是为阿们的。
And here says our Lord is the Amen.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
是当我们的主他在永远里头, 他向着父的心意, 向着神一切所事, 他都是阿们。
In eternity, towards God's purpose, and then He is the Amen.
就是父神如何，子神也是如何。
And then what Father is, and what is the Son.
而且对着父所要成就的一切，子也都阿们。
And then the Son is Amen to all to all that the Father will accomplish.
阿们就是是的。
Amen means yes.
Amen 就是同意。
And it's agree.
所以我们看见在父与子之间是那样的合一，那样的和谐。
We see the oneness between Father and the Son.
接着讲到我们的主，他是为诚信真圣的。
And then the Lord is faithful and the true witness.
我们看见就在时候满足的时候, 子就道成了肉身来到世上。
You know, when the time comes, the Son become flesh and then come to the earth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And then the full of truth.
我们主耶稣在地上的一生, 他完全的把父神所示的一切都彰显出来。
And then he manifests and then what the Father is.
他在地上的一生, 他忠心的来为父做见证。
During the life he's on the earth, he testified the Father.
他在地上, 他也为着父所要成就的一切, 他都在那里顺从。
And he obeyed what the Father will accomplish.
他是一位诚信真实的见证人。
He is the faithful and true witness.
同时他也是在神创造万物之上为元首。
And also he is the head of all creation.
我们看见万有都是在他里面造的。
We know all creation is created in him.
万有也是借着他造的。
And for him.
也是为他而造。
And for him.
所以我们看见他在万有之上, 应当为元首。
And he is head over all creation.
那我们岂不更应当在他的教会当中来为元首吗?
And isn't he supposed to be the head of his church?
所以这里我们看见这是圣灵给教会关于主的启示。
And then know this is through the Holy Spirit, it's revelation to church.
所以我们的主他是如何?
And then what our Lord is,
他的教会也应当是如何?
And so does his church.
因为以弗所书告诉我们, 教会是基督的身体。
And then because in Ephesians it tells us the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's the fullness is the fullness in all things.
所以今天教会在地上的见证。
So our testimony today
是要把基督所示的能够见证出来。
Is to testify what Jesus is.
教会在地上的见证。
And our testimony
是要把基督所做的一切见证出来。
Is to testify what Jesus has done.
这是教会从主所领受的托付。
And this is the entrustment that the church received from the Lord.
但是我们看见教会却从腓拉铁菲的那样的光那个见证里头荣耀的见证里头它堕落了。
But we see the church has fallen from the testimony of Philadelphia.
就变成了老底家教会的一个光景。
And has the situation in Laodicea.
在这里主对他的教会有三个责备。
And then here God has three rebukes to his church.
第一主对教会的责备说如温水也不冷也不热。
And the first, the Lord says, you are like lukewarm. You are neither cold nor hot.
我们就想从神旧约的百姓在犹大百姓中间他们的身上呢来看这个不冷不热这个情形。
Let's see the lukewarm situation through God's people.In Old Testament.
我们知道以色列乃是神在旧约的时候从万邦万国当中分别拣选出来为要做神的见证。
You know, Israelites had chosen among all nations to testify God.
然而我们却看见神的百姓在那里一而再再而三的在那里敬拜偶像。
We see God's people, they worship idols many times.
特耶利米的时代
and, it's been in the time of Jeremiah.
我们看见那南国犹大借着约西亚王有一次的大复兴。
We know there is a great revival through King of Judah, Josiah.
但是在耶利米书那里神借着先知耶利米却指出了百姓真实的光景。
But through Jeremiah, God appointed his people's true situation.
神称他的百姓犹大为那奸诈的犹大。
God called his people Judah is the treacherous.
为什么是奸诈的犹大呢
？Why Judah is treacherous？
那是因为在那个时候，神的百姓他们用口亲近神，心却远离神。
Because his people are near to the Lord in their mouth, but far in their mind.
这是一个属灵的虚假。
That is a spiritual falsehood.
这是一个不冷不热。
That is a lukewarm.
虽然他们在外面有许多的敬拜的活动
Outwardly, they have many worship activities.
虽然他们在那里说这是耶和华的殿耶和华的殿耶和华的殿
Even though they say this is of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
在那里有许多的活动在神的圣所
And they have many activities at the temple.
但他们的心却是远离神
But their heart is far from God.
他们在暗中在那里拜偶像
They secretly worship idols.
在那里行许多不义的事情。
And then they did many things that are unrighteous.
神的百姓以为他们在暗中所做的，我们的神都不知道。
And then they thought that God didn't know what they were doing secretly.
所以这样一个属灵的虚假，就好像老底家教会那不冷不热的光景一样。
This is the lukewarm situation like Laodicea.
所以我们看见神就对耶利米说，那背道的以色列。比奸诈的犹大还算为义。
So that's why God tells Jeremiah, the backsliding Israel has shown her more righteous than treacherous Judah.
弟兄们，当我回头想想以色列的历史。
When we think about the history of Israel,
特别当神的百姓分成南国北国之后。
When the king divided into northern and southern kingdom.
我们看见在北国以色列没有出过一个好王。
And the north kingdom Israel never had a king.
每一个王都和神的百姓在那里敬拜他们手所造的偶像。
All the king and his people, they worship the idols.
神责备北国以色列说他们从来没有离开过那耶罗伯安所犯的罪。
And then God tell the people in northern their kings, they never departed to worship idols since Jeroboam.
所以神责备北国以色列说他们是背道的以色列。
So God rebuked the north kingdom, they are the backsliding people.
当我们读到他们的历史我们实在是看见是何等的软弱何等的黑暗。
When we read their history, we notice how weak and how dark they were.
我们就想还有能够比这样的光景更差的吗
We think there is a be worse situation than them.
但是这里神的话却说那背道的以色列比奸诈的犹大还算为义。
But here says the backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than the treasures of
Judah.
Then here we see and how our God hates the spiritual falsehood. So God said to Laodicea, I wish you could cold or hot.
你如果完全冷的话呢, 神有办法。
If you're cold, God has a way to deal with.
如果你像神, 像主的心是很火热的, 那当然很好。
If you have zeal towards the Lord, and that is good.
但是呢, 你不冷不热呢, 就叫主很为难。
But God has nothing to do if you are not neither cold nor hot.
所以我们看见在主的心里头, 那完全冷了以后, 向主完全冷淡呢, 还比这个温吞水还要好。
In God's sight, if you are totally cold, that is even better than the lukewarm.
因为你真的是冷淡了, 到个地步, 你离开了聚会, 离开了主, 主还能够把你带回来。
If you are cold to the point when you departed from the gathering, then God has a way to turn you back.
几年前有一位弟兄, 他就因着, 还不是因着自己, 但是他是因着教会的事啊, 他冷淡了。 就有两三年时间就不来聚会。
There was a brother because of the issue at the church. He left the church for 2 to 3 years.
他就冷淡。
He was totally cold.
在感谢主，记得弟兄姐妹的祷告。
But praise the Lord through the prayers from brothers and sisters.
记得弟兄姐妹爱心你的关心。
And then because the care from the brothers and sisters.
我们的神有办法再把我们弟兄再带回来。
Our God has a way to turn our brother back to church.
所以主说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So Lord says, I wish you were cold or hot.
但是如果你是不冷不热, 像温水一样,
but if you are lukewarm, neither nor hot,
主实在没有办法,
God has no way to deal with you.
就像那温吞水一样, 主说我必把你从口中吐出去,
then he has to spit you out from his mouth.
所以我们看见主是何等厌恶属灵的虚假。
And then we see how the Lord hates the spiritual falsehood.
那从口中吐出去什么意思呢?
What does it mean to spit you out from his mouth?
是不是我们就失去我们的救恩呢?
Is that we lost our salvation?
不是。
No.
乃是说主就不能再用我们做他自己的见证。
That is, God cannot use us to be his testimony.
我们就不能够再像主一样, 那位阿们, 是那位诚实, 诚信真实见证的。
And we cannot be testify him like the Amen, the true and the faithful and true witness.
也就是说灯台就要从我们中间被挪去。
And he will remove the lampstand from us.
那主怎么样来恢复这不冷不热的光景呢?
Then how God will recover us from the lukewarm.
这边告诉我们说要热心。
And here tell us you, we need to have a zeal towards the Lord.
要发热心。
We need to have zealous.
是向主发热心。
We have the zealous towards Lord.
而不是向工作发热心。
It's not to our work.
很多时候我们想到我们要热心。
Sometimes we see we have to be zealous.
那我们就左想右想, 那我们要做什么?
And then we'll think about what can we do.
弟兄姐妹, 这里主所说要发热心, 乃是要火热地爱我们的主。
Here says we have to be zealous, and to love the Lord.
爱主所爱的教会。
And then love church that the Lord loves.
当我们的心被主的爱摸着了。
When our heart be touched by the Lord's love,
在主的饼杯面前, 主的爱再一次激励我们,
when we encourage at his table,
那个爱融化我们冰冷的心,
and then that love can melt our cold hearts.
主的爱能够再一次使我们那不冷不热的心再一次火热起来。
His love will encourage us and to have a zeal to him.
所以主说不可停止聚会。
The Lord says you cannot stop to the gathering.
不是因为主怕他的聚会太少人，他没面子。
It is not he will lose face if there's not many people come.
主说不可停止聚会，乃是为着我们的益处。
He said you cannot cease to come to the gathering. That's for our sake. Because he would like to gather his children. Because he wants to dwell in among his people. He wants to encourage us by his love.
燃烧我们的心,
and then he will fire us up.
就我们能够因着他的爱,
so that because of his love that we can love him.
所以每次在波饼聚会当中,
and then each time our heart be touched by his love. At the communion service. And then there will be a true change in our life. And our heart will love more.
我的姐妹她, 啊, 信主了几年,
I know a sister after several years she accepted the Lord.
啊, 那她的弟兄呢, 就常常鼓励她说, 有时间啊, 就好好读圣经。
And her husband encouraged him, when you have time, read Bible.
这姐妹的确有时间的。
She does have time.
因为她是在家里，在家里，她她没有出去工作。
Because she doesn't work.
其实在家里也是一个工作。
But she works at home.
很重要的工作。
It is very important housework.
在家里服侍的姐妹们。
So do not despise of sisters who serve at house.
但是呢，她们家就一个女儿。
But they only have one daughter.
所以当早上呢，弟兄去上班了，女儿送去学校上学了。
And then after the husband went to work and the daughter went to school.
姐妹基本上就一整天白天的时间，一整天时间啊，可以做好多事情。
The wife has a whole day, can do many things.
可是这个姐妹呢，她有一个习惯。
But she has a habit.
我先不说是好习惯。
I'm not saying it's good or a habit.
或许我们中间也有同样的习惯。
Maybe you have the same habit.
这姐妹呢，她就是。家里没人以后呢，他就上网。
She liked to get on internet.
他上网了，他也不是乱看。
She's not looking for everything.
他喜欢看一些小说。
But she liked to read novels.
结果这一看就不得了了。
And then she will forget about time.
一天就几个小时过去了。
That will be a couple of hours one day.
他可以每天这样子看。
She can do this every day.
在这个同时呢，弟兄常常提醒他。你有时间呢，就读圣经，读主的话。
Meanwhile, her husband reminded her, "When you have time, read the words of God."
怎么说都没有用。
And then it's useless.
姐妹一有时间就上网看小说。
Whenever she has time, she will get online and to read novels.
但后来是主的怜悯。
And then by God's mercy,
这个姐妹呢也开始参加周二在年长弟兄家的一个查经。
And then she started to go to Bible study at the senior brother's house.
那我们就看着这个姐妹啊。开始查这个查经读主的话这个卷。
And then, during the study of Bible,
他一次一次的他的祷告，他这个人就开始改变。
And then through her prayers, we know, and then her life changed.
后来姐妹跟我们分享。
And then later on, she shared with us.
她有一段过程当中，她心里头内心非常的挣扎。
And there was one time she was struggled.
一方面。他想到，哎呀，这个上网看小说是他很喜欢的做的事。
On the one hand, and then to read novel online is the thing she likes to do.
另一方面呢，就像我们每个人一样，觉得读神的话语也是应该基督徒应该做的事。
On the other hand, we ought to read Bible.
他就在那里挣扎挣扎。
And she was struggling.
有一天，他在聚会当中。
One day when she came to the gathering.
圣灵就在里头叫他想起。
And the Holy Spirit reminded her.
叫他看见从我们年长弟兄身上，他看见我们的主，他值得。
And then through our senior brother, she saw it is worth to do to the Lord.
我们的主是配得的。
Our Lord is.
我们相信是主的爱在他里头了他。
I believe it's the love touched her.
那个爱就成为他得胜的一个力量。
And then Lord's love becomes the power of her overcoming.
长话短说。
I'll make it short.
我们姐妹，她当她的心被主的爱摸着的时候
，When she was touched by the love of God，
她的心就开始火热的爱主。
And then her heart is start to have zeal to love the Lord。
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know？
她生活就产生一个真实的改变。
Because her life is truly changed。
她从前一天花几个小时上网读小说
，Before she read novels online a couple of hours a day。
她后来每一天。花几个小时读主的话语。
And later on, she will spend a couple of hours to read Bible.
一年读了两遍。
And then she read Bible twice in one year.
后来因为一个特殊的一个情形。
And then because of a special situation.
她又在一个月的里头把整本圣经读完一遍。
And then she read the whole Bible in one month.
弟兄姐妹有看见这个问题乃是在于我们的心。
And then when the problem is up to our hearts.
所以主说你们要热心。
And the Lord says, be zealous.
我们要火热的爱主。
And we need love the Lord.
当主的爱激励我们的时候。
When His love encourages us.
当我们的心爱主的时候。
When our heart love the Lord.
我们的生活就产生一个改变。
Our life would be changed.
在我们身上就会流露出一个真实的见证。
And then we will have a true testimony.
主对老底家教会的第二个责备说。
The second rebuke to the Laodicea.
你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
You say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and I have need of nothing.
我们看见这是一个属灵骄傲的问题。
We know this is a spiritual pride.
我们知道 在腓拉铁菲教会的时候，他们的确是对于神的真理，他们有非常丰富的认识。
We know in Philadelphia they have a true knowledge of God's truth.
他们不仅有这个认识，而他们的生活也把这个认识彰显见证出来。
Not only they have the knowledge, they truly testified in their life.
所以他们得着主的称许。
So that they were praised by the Lord.
但到了老李家教会。
But to the Laodicea,
我们看见神的儿女们，他们还仍然活在一个他们对于属灵认识的自满自足里头。
And then, they live in a self-sufficient to, self-sufficient situation.
他们认为自己是富足的。
They think they're rich.
所有圣经关于神的真理，他们都知道。
They think they know all the knowledge about the Bible.
而且他们也什么都有。
And they have everything.
他们觉得他们发了财了。
They think they're rich.
他们觉得没有别人比他们更认识圣经的真理。
And they think no one else knows Bible more than them.
他们在那里自满自足。
And they were self-sufficient.
他们因着这属灵的骄傲。
Because of their spiritual pride.
他们落在一个属灵的黑暗里头。
They fall into the spiritual darkness.
他们看着自己，觉得自己什么都很好。
When they see themselves, they think they are good.
但主却说。你们不知道。
But the Lord says you do not know.
主责备他们说，你们却不知道你们在我面前真情形。
Lord says you do not know who you are before me.
主说你是那苦的、可怜、贫穷、下赤身的。
The Lord says you are the wretched, miserable, blind and naked.
兄姐妹，这有没有可能？这也是我们今天的我们的光景。
Is that pop?Possible our problems.
因为我们为了过去的几百年，神将他自己的真理完全的恢复，我们感谢赞美神。
And praise the Lord for the past couple of hundred years, and God revives His truth.
所以今天我们可以说，神全面的真理是我们每一个人都可以 access 到，就是可以取得到的。
I know everyone can access God's perfect truth.
特别你们。大家会用 Google 的人就知道
especially when you Google
今天的小孩年轻人啊他们无论碰到什么问题他们就 Google 就找到答案
and then for young people whatever you have question you just Google it, you can find answer
当然我们知道今天同样的属灵的真理今天有许许多多也都在网上你可以拿得到
your spiritual truth you can find online
但是我们在这里要特别一个提醒
but I would like to you
为了这些神所开启的属灵真理，我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise the Lord that He opens His truth to us.
但是如果这些的真理单单成为我们头脑里头的知识
，If those truths only be our head knowledge，
却不是我们真正的实际
，If it's not our spiritual reality，
我们很可能就落在老李家教会的光景里头。
We might fall into the situation.
我们觉得我们什么都知道
，We think we know everything.
没有一件事是我们不知道
，We have need of nothing.
但是我们自己我们真实的所示的是不是与我们所知道的是相称的
But who we are, is it match who we, what we know?
所以这里我们看见主就责备老李家教会
So here we see the rebuke to Laodicea
说他们却不知道自己在主面前真实的光景
And they say they do not know who they are before the Lord
那主怎么把神的儿女从这样的光景头恢复过来呢
And then how God will recover his people?
第一我们看见是主的怜悯
First of all, it's God's mercy
主说我知道
says I know
兄姐妹当我们落在黑暗里的时候我们可能不知道自己的光景
When we fall into the darkness, we probably don't know who we are
但感谢主因为主爱他的教会
But praise the Lord because he loves his church
因为主爱他用宝血所买赎回来的每一个儿女
And then he loves each children that he purchased by his blood.
当我们不知道自己真实光景的时候
when we don't know who we are,
主向我们说他知道
and but Lord tells us he knows.
他愿意把我们的光景显明在我们自己的面前
He's willing to review our situation.
主不仅知道
not only he knows,
他还能够拯救
also he can save us.
所以在诗篇第十九篇大卫向神就有一个这样的祷告
So in Psalm 19,David has a prayer before the Lord.
大卫祷告神说：“谁能知道自己的错失呢？”
And who knows his own errors?
愿你赦免我隐而未现的过犯。
Forgive me my hidden sins.
求你拦阻仆人不犯那任意妄为的罪。
And then keep your servant not sin against you sumptuously.
不容这罪辖制我。
And then do not let the sin dominant over me.
我便完全免犯大错。
Then I'll be blameless.
我们看见大卫知道神能够拯救他。
I know David knows that God can save him.
神能够把他从罪恶里头拯救出来。
And then God can save him from sin.
神能够把他从软弱里头拯救出来。
God can save him from weakness.
神能够把他从黑暗里头拯救出来。
God can save him from the darkness.
就是我们还没有犯的罪，那隐而未现的罪，主都知道。
Even the hidden sins that we haven't exposed yet, God knows.
他也能拯救。
He will save.
所以大卫接着说：“耶和华我的磐石，我的救主。”
So the David says, "Lord, my rock, my savior."
他说：“愿我口中的言语，我心中的意念，都在你面前蒙悦纳。”
May the words out, the meditation in my mind, be acceptable to you.
弟兄姐妹，让我们看见我们的拯救乃是我们的主。
We see our salvation is our Lord.
所以我们实在是也愿意像大卫一样，常常在神的面前有这样的一个心愿和祷告。
And let us have the heart desire like David has such prayer.
不仅我们的口中的言语在神面前蒙他的悦纳。
Not only the words of our mouth be acceptable to Lord.
叫我们的心思意念在神的面前也能够蒙他的悦纳。
Also,The meditation in our minds will be acceptable to the Lord.
在这里，主对教会说：“你们要悔改。”
Lord says to the church, to repent.
要悔改。当主显明我们真实的情形的时候
，And then when Lord reveals who we are,
我们不仅要撕裂我们的心肠。
Not only we have to tore ourselves up.
我们有一个真实悔改的心。
And we have a true repentance.True repentance.
我们更应该撕裂我们的衣服。
We have to tore our clothes.
在神面前有一个真实悔改的行动。
Have the true repentance.
所以以弗所书告诉我们说，你们要脱旧人和旧人的行为。
Ephesians tells us you have to depart your old flesh and an old deeds.
我们的生活和行为也必须要一个真实悔改的一个行动。
And our life, we need a true repentance.
从前说谎的就不要再说谎。
Who lies before, do not lie anymore.
从前偷窃的不要再偷窃。
Who steal before, do not steal anymore.
从前贪心的不要再贪心。
Who's greedy before, do not be greedy anymore.
从前赌博的不要再赌博。
Who gambles, no gambling.
从前沉迷上网的就不要再沉迷上网。
And then you like to get online and don't do it anymore.
从前乱发脾气的就不要再乱发脾气。
You have an ill-tempered and then do not throw a fit anymore.
弟兄姐妹，我们行事为人必须要与这个我们悔改的心要相称。
Our deeds has to be parallel to our repentance.
这样从我们身上才能够有个真实的见证。
Then we'll have a true testimony.
有一位姐妹，她跟她丈夫之间常常有一个很大的难处。
There is a sister has a problem with her husband.
这个姐妹刚信主，她先生还没信主。
And then she just saved, but her husband is not a believer yet.
那他们的难处是什么呢？
What was the problem?
就她的丈夫啊，开车非常的惊险。
Her husband drives very aggressive.
不晓得我们中间有没有夫妻有这个问题。
I don't know if there is a couple you have such problems.
好几次都差点就要出车祸了。
And a couple of times he almost caused accidents.
好像一般姐妹的心啊，都比较容易受惊吓。
You know the sister is like is more fragile.
所以每次他们夫妻只要一开车出去，一定吵架的。
And then they always argue when they drive out.
从上街一直开到回家，回家继续吵。
And then from they leave the house until they come back, they argue all the way.
所以姐妹啊，就常常责备她的丈夫。
So the wife often complain about husband driving.
骂她的丈夫。
And then she will yell at him.
她用各样的方式要来改变她丈夫开车的习惯。
And then she tried to change driving habit by all means.
甚至于把她的丈夫的钥匙都给他藏起来，不给他开车。
And then even though she had the car key.
怎么样呢？
And then what will be the result?
因为你想，他们夫妻之间。会发生什么事
？And then think about what will happen between them.
当然就吵得更厉害就是了。
Of course, they argue more.
这姐妹呢，她觉得她做的是对的。
The wife thinks she did things right.
她觉得她这样子骂她，这样责备她，这样子把她钥匙藏起来呢，她是有理的。
She thought she's reasonable to do all this. Because she wants to change her husband's bad habit. And then their relationship and become worse.
这个同时呢，这个信主的姐妹呢，就很希望她还没信主丈夫啊，能够来聚会听福音。
Meanwhile, she would like her husband come to the gathering to listen to gospel.
姐妹，你说她丈夫来不来？
Do you think her husband will come?
当然不来。
Of course not.
姐妹一直用各种方法要逼她丈夫来聚会。
And then she tried many ways to force him to come to church.
这个丈夫呢，也用千方百计呢，就是想办法不要来聚会。
And then she will try also not to come to church.
比如约好了，要六点半回到家里，然后呢，可以开车去聚会。
And then if they have agreement to leave to church at 6 o'clock.
五点半，妻子打电话，特别提醒，六点半以前要到家。
And then 5:30, the wife will call to remind him come home on time.
就是丈夫几点到家。
And then the what time the husband will come home.
他拖到七点才到家。
And he will wait until 7.
太晚了，就不用去聚会了。
Oh, it's too late, now let's not go.
哎呀，姐妹气得不得了。
So the wife was very mad.
可是还没有办法。
But she can do nothing about it.
有一天在聚会当中。
And then one day at the meeting.
圣灵微小声音在里头提醒她。
And then a Holy Spirit whispered to her.
你错了。
You were wrong.
我们姐妹啊，她还有理的，她跟圣灵啊。还要讲理的。
Because she's still reasoning.
她说我讲的我做的都是对的，都是有理。
What I said, what I do was right.
是我丈夫他不对。
It was my husband.
圣灵在里头再提醒她，你错了。
And the Holy Spirit whispered to her, you are wrong.
感谢主，因为姐妹在教练组有点学习。
And then praise the Lord, she had some learning.
她就学了一点顺服。
And then she learned
to obey. 她就顺服圣灵在里头的带领。
She obeyed the Holy Spirit.
她真的就是舍己背起十字架。
And this is to deny myself to take the cross.
让她丈夫认错。
And then so she apologized to her husband.
这个一顺服啊，这个一认错不得了了。
When she obeyed and apologized,
她丈夫就想说这发生什么事了。
And the husband said, what happened?
长话短说。
And then to make it short,
丈夫就跟妻子说。
And the husband told the wife,
她说我要去聚会。
I'm going to church.
她说啊，这个主耶稣啊，他改变其他人。这个我不管。
I don't care if the Lord changes other people.
但是主耶稣改变了你啊。
But if the Lord changed you.
他说你从来不会向我认错的。
You never apologize to me.
丈夫里头良心也是有感觉，他大概知道自己也是有错。
So consciously, the husband knows there's some faults from him.
可这个信主的妻子居然会向他认错。
But the believer, the Christian wife, apologized to him.
他说这不得了了。
Wow, this is great.
他说我要去聚会啊，我要认识这位耶稣到底是怎么样的一个人。
You say I want to go to church to know what Jesus is.
好，这礼拜五我要早早下班。
Is it this Friday? I'll come home.
我们要一起去聚会。
Let's go to church together.
结果呢，丈夫那一天五点半就回到家里。
And then that day, the husband went home at 5:30.
赶快赶快准备，我们要睡了。
He say hurry, let's go to church.
妻子说，哎，没聚会。
The wife says there's no meeting today.
妻子说，那丈夫说。怎么会没聚会呢？礼拜五不是聚会吗
？And the husband say, "Why it's Friday?"
妻子说，弟兄姐妹他们去夏令会了。
And they say, "Brothers and sisters went to summer conference."
丈夫说，哎呀，那礼拜天我们去好了。
And then let's go on Sunday.
妻子说，礼拜天也没有。
And there's no meeting on Sunday.
感谢主。之后呢，夫妻两个人呢，之后就开始来聚会。
After that, they all come to church.
那今天我们看见。主在我们身上所要做的事。
And then we see that what the Lord has done to us.
当我们顺服在主的责备底下。
When we obey to His rebuke.
当我们在神的责备底下有一个真实的悔改。
When we have a true repentance.
我们看见从我们身上就有一个真实的见证。
We will see there will be true testimony.
这真实的见证是带着能力。
And this true testimony comes with power.
不仅我们姐妹被改变。
Not changed our sister.
她不信主的丈夫也要被改变。
And her unbeliever husband changed.
当然最后主这边还说到说啊，另外主还说到说，你要向我买那火炼的金子，买白衣，买眼药。
And here Lord says you have to buy from me gold refined in the fire and white clothes and eye salve.
这个常见弟兄上个周稍微跟我们提到了。
And then Brother Chan mentioned this last week.
这里我们看见要买，的确是要得。
And then here we says we have to buy, that means we have to receive.
但这个要得呢，是要付代价的。
To receive, we have to pay price.
我们知道恩典是白白的。
And we know God's grace is free.
我们知道我们能够信主耶稣的这个信心是神白白给我们。
We know that we believe in the Lord, that it's free.
在弟兄姐妹 像弟兄上礼拜告诉我们说，在这里呢，我们要向还要向主买那火炼的金子。
And here, the brother tells us we have to buy gold from Lord.
就在我们的生活当中，我们的信心要经过试验，经过火一样的试炼。
And it is about in our life, our faith has to go through fire.
这我们才能够得着那火炼的金子。
Then we can receive gold through fire.
这个是要
we have to pay price.
因为要买白衣。
And we have to buy white
clothes. 我们知道基督是我们的义袍，这是白白神白白赐给我们。
We know Christ is our righteous robe that is free.
不用买，不用付代价。
You don't have to pay price.
当我们信耶稣的时候，神就把基督赐给我们做我们的义袍。
When we believed in Christ, God gave him to us as our righteous robe.
在这里还要买白衣，什么意思呢？
What does it mean we have to buy white clothes?
看来是说到启示录第十九章那边，让我们看见乃是那。细麻就是洁白的细麻衣。
In Revelation chapter 19, it tells us this white clothes is the linen, white linen.
那洁白的细麻衣是什么呢？
What is the white linen clothes?
是指着我们圣徒的义行。
That is our righteous deeds.
不仅基督是我们的义袍。
Not only Christ is our righteous robe.
在这义袍外面，我们还要穿戴圣徒的义行。
And then over the white robe, we have to wear our righteous deeds.
就是在我们的生活当中
That is in our life.
我们要有真的把这义活出来
Have to leave the righteous out truly.
这个是要付代价
That we have to pay price.
而这个圣洁的细麻衣呢，也是主的教会，也就是羔羊的心腹，预备要迎接那主回来的主要穿的那个新娘的礼服。
And that pure linen, it is our garment. When the bride is prepared to receive her bridegroom.
这白衣是需要付代价买的。
And then this white robe we have to pay price to buy. And you have to buy eyes.
能够看见。
That is we can see.
感谢主，我们已经能够看见。
And praise to Lord, our eyes.
当我们信主的时候
，When we receive the Lord,
圣灵就开启我们的心，叫我们能够认识。那独一的真神，并且认识那他所差来的耶稣基督。
And the Holy Spirit opened our minds, so we see that Jesus Christ he is the only one.
这是白白的恩典。
That is the free grace.
但这里说，我们还要向主买眼药。
And here says you have to buy eye.
这乃是让我们看见，在以弗所书第一章，让我们看见我们要圣徒的祷告。
And here in the Ephesians tells us that is the prayer.
就求父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And we ask the Father to give us the Spirit give us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够更认识我们的主。
So that we know our Lord more.
而且是真认识他。
And we truly know Him.
这个真认识乃是要改变我们的生活。
And then this is true knowing that is to change our life.
并且能够认识他在圣徒中间所得的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
We have to know the riches of the inheritance that He will receive.We will receive.
这个我们需要付上祷告的代价。
We have to pay the price of prayer.
好，所以这是在第二方面。
This is the second aspect.
最后，主责备老底嘉教会说，他说主说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
And then lastly, the Lord rebuked them and says, "Behold, I am stand at the door and knock."
弟兄姐妹，这是我们。很惊奇的一件事。
This is amazing.
我们知道，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，We know after we received the salvation.
我们都曾经在信心里头接主耶稣进到心里头。
By faith we accept the Lord to our hearts.
而我们也知道主的应许是他永远不离开。
And then we know His promise He will never forsake us.
我们的心应该是我们的主的居所。
Our heart is the temple of the Lord.
但在这里发生一件很可怕的事情。
But here something terrible happened.
教会的主。被赶到教会的门外。
The Lord of Church was driven away, outside the door of church.
救我们的主被我们赶到我们的心门外。
We keep our Lord outside of our heart.
似乎是说主在我们心里头，他得不着他的地位。
It seems Lord cannot gain His position in our hearts.
因为我们的心被主以外的事物所充满。
Because our hearts are preoccupied for all things outside the Lord.
以至于主在我们心里头，他没有他的位置。
And then the Lord has no room in our hearts. Our hearts are no room for the Lord.
因着主他丰盛的慈爱和怜悯。
But praise the Lord because His abundance, mercy and grace.
他不愿意因此就离开。
And He will not depart, will not leave us.
就好像先知以西结所看。
And it's like prophet Ezekiel saw.
当神的荣耀要离开他的圣殿。
When God's glory will depart from his temple.
我们看见神的荣耀在那里一而再再而三的回头。
And then we see God's glory will stop there.
神何等爱他的居所。
And then how God loves his temple.
神何等顾念他他借圣灵所在的地方。
And then how God cares the church.
他何等不愿意离开。
And then he's reluctant to leave.
就是在这里的一个图画。
That is a picture here.
虽然我们因着爱世界把我们的主从我们心里头赶出来。
Because the love of the Lord, and then we keep our Lord outside.
但是我们看见主并没有离开我们。
But here we see our Lord didn't depart from us.
他却一直在我们的心门外叩门。
He's knocking before the door.
他在他所爱的教会门外叩门。
And then he knocked the door at his church.
他说你心里有空处为我吗？
He said, do you have a room for me?
在这里主也有一个应许。
And here God gave promise.
主说我在门外叩门。
He said, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的。
And then the one who hear my voice and open the door.
我们看见主的心何等盼望再回到我们的中，回到我们的心里头。
And then we see how he hopes to come back to us.
他何等盼望他能够回到他的教会里头。
And how he hopes he can come and return to his
church. 那是他所应该在的地方。
That is the place he's supposed to be.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要我们的主能够再进到我们心里头。
And how we need our Lord come back to us.
主说我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
The Lord says, I will go back, I will sit with him.
坐席是讲到什么呢？
And what does it mean to sit with us?
让我们看见，当我们让主再进到我们心田里头，心里头。
When we see, when we let the Lord come back to our hearts.
我们能够与主一同坐席。
We can sit with him.
我们能够吃喝主。
And we can eat of
him
and drink of him. We can enjoy him.
我们能够真正的享受主做我们生命的供应。
And we can truly enjoy he's our sufficient.
做我们全心的满足。
And he is our
sufficient. 我们能够说主啊，有你就够了。
And we will say it is enough, Lord.
主你是我们唯一的满足。
Lord, you are the only satisfaction.
主曾说，我的羊听我的声音。
And the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否听见我们的主在我们心门外叩门？
Do we hear that our Lord is knocking?
主何等盼望进到我们心里头。
And how the Lord hopes he can come to our hearts.
他把他自己更多的来赏给我。
He will give himself more to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们一生的果效都是从我们的心发出的。
All our result from our life is come to our hearts.
而今天我们心的真实情形是如何呢？
And how is our heart situation?
我们是在那里与主一同坐席，享受主。
Do we sit with the Lord and enjoy him?
还是我们的主在我们心门外叩门？
Or our Lord is knocking at the door.
所以箴言第四章劝勉我们要切切保守心。
So in Proverbs chapter 4, it says we have to keep our hearts, guard our hearts
diligently. 弟兄姐妹，因为一生的果效是从我们的心发出。
Because all things come to our hearts.
更进一步的说，当主进到我们心里头与我们坐席之后。
Furthermore, after the Lord sit with us and eat with us,
我们要顺服我们的主，让他在我们心中坐宝座。
And then we have to obey him, let him reign over us.
也让他在我们聚会当中，他来作王掌权。
Let he be reign at our gathering.
弟兄姐妹，这是属灵的实际。
That is a spiritual reality.
就是主的自己。
That is himself.
主在我们心里头。
And the Lord dwells in us.
成为我们的供应。
Become our provision.
主在我们心里头。
The Lord dwells in us.
作王掌权。
Become the king.
主在我们聚会当中。
And he is among our gathering.
他得着他的宝座。
He will gain his throne.
他得着顺服他的儿女。
He will receive the obedience
of children. 主的同在自然在我们身上。
Then his presence will be on us.
主的同在也在我们中间。
And his presence will be among us.
主的见证自然在我们当中显。
And his testimony will be revealed among us.
信的人来到我们中间。
When the unbeliever come among us.
他们遇见了主。
They will meet Lord.
他们就俯伏敬拜。
They will bow and worship.
说真有神在你们中。
And they will say truly there is a God among you.
你说福音朋友能够不信主吗？
Don't you think the gospel friends will not believe? 如果在我们中间
有主真实的同在。
If they have a true presence of God.
如果在我们中间真的有主的宝座。
If there is a throne of Lord among us.
福音朋友来到我们中间。
When gospel friends come to us.
他不能不信主。
He will believe the Lord.
他一定要与我们在这里一同来敬拜赞美我们。
He will praise and worship our God. Together with us.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们愿意在主面前来听他的声音吗？
And then this morning, do we want to hear his voice before the Lord?
早晨我们是否听见主在我们心门外叩门？
Have we heard that Lord is knocking at the door?
我们愿意打开我们的心说主啊请进来。
Do we willing to open the door and ask him, say, Lord, come in?
主你，你配得在我心中坐好坐。
And the Lord, you are worthy to be through my heart.
主应许我们说
God promises.
真的我要赐他在宝座上与坐。
And then who is the overcomers? I will invite him and then sit with him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们若让主在我们心中坐宝座。
And then if we let Lord be the king of our hearts.
将来主也邀请我们。主也让我们与他一同坐宝座。
Lord will invite us and then let us to sit with him.
叫我们能够在主回来那千年国里头与他一同坐王掌权。
So we will reign with him in the millennium.
这是主救我们的心意。
That is his heart desire to save us.
愿主的旨意成就。
May his will be done.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let's pray.